Yard. And may I have your name first?
Summer.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. So let's start with an easy question. Okay. What did you have for lunch?
Oh, I haven't had any lunch yet. I'm starving.
Nice. Maybe we'll find something around. Yeah.
Yes. I saw hot dogs down the street, so.
So, yeah. So we saw you put your on the scale at 7. So it's more like towards to trust. Could you tell us why do you choose this point?
Well, I think I would like to trust that votes are counted, and so I think I trust that process, but just getting candidates or topics on the ballot is maybe what I don't trust, and that's why I chose a 7.
Nice. So where do you think people should be on the scale, and how we can do to get to that point?
Well, everyone should be at a 10. Ideally, we would all be very trustworthy. And what can be done, I'm not sure. Not have things like, you know, poor Bernie getting kicked off the ballot 4 years ago, you know, and now here we are. So, yeah.
So, is there any, like, your personal experience or stories you want to share about voting?
Well, I love to vote. That's it's always fun to get my coffee and go first thing in the morning and see my neighbors. And so, yeah, all my voting experiences are pretty positive. Yeah.
That's nice. Is that like you drive to it or just take a walk?
Both, depending on where I've lived. Sometimes can walk, sometimes drive and park.
Nice. So here, would you like to do a like challenge? How teach kids how to vote?
Teach kids how to vote?
Yeah.
How would I do a challenge to teach kids?
Yeah. So do you want to take a part in this challenge?
Sure.
Okay. So cool. So you can see we have some kids over here. So they are kids from the UWM Children's Center. So just imagine yourself in front of them, and how would you going to explain to them? Why do you vote? What's the importance of vote, and how do we do it?
Well, when I was in first grade, we did like a mock election where we got to go behind a little curtain in a booth and choose candidates, and then they show the results, and it was super fun, and I still remember it. And so, you know, maybe doing some kind of activity like that with them where they can learn to vote on something, and yeah, that's all I got.
that's nice. Let me see. So if you want just use language to explain that. So I mean, of course the mock is more like straightforward.
Sure.
Yes, but you want to explain to them how to like
I guess maybe comparing it to something that they are familiar with, like, okay, we're going to vote on our favorite ice cream flavor, and then you're going to get it at the end of this. Yeah, give the kids the ice cream. I don't know. Yeah, so.
I think that's a good strategy for them to draw their attention, help to them to understand.
Sure.
Yeah, good. So is there anything else you want to add?
Nothing else, no.
Okay, thanks so much.
Sure.